Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 25th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Help and Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Bloomberg is reporting that extreme heat is threatening Europe's $2 trillion travel industry and that climate change is set to make the tourist-friendly weather in some places unrecognizable. A 2019 study predicted that Madrid's climate in 2015 will resemble the North African city of Marrakech. London will become more like Barcelona and Stockholm like Budapest. Are you confused by corporate jargon? I know I can be. I started MarketsWiki to help people understand market jargon. A company named Haystack has started a glossary to help people understand corporate jargon. Move the needle, boil the ocean, blue sky thinking. You can learn what they mean with Haystack's glossary, Bloomberg reports. Acuity posted a plug in LinkedIn for its report, Expanding Connectivity, Exploring the Challenges and Solution in Trading New Markets, under the title of What Are the Top New Markets for International Trading Firms and How Can Exchanges Capitalize on the Demand? Elon Musk may have a problem with his Twitter rebrand and logo destruction. It turns out that Microsoft actually owns a trademark on X, according to the site Futurism. And Reuters reports that both Microsoft and Meta have trademarks on the letter X, Microsoft with its Xbox video games, Reuters said. Meta Platforms, whose Threads platforms is a new Twitter rival, owns a federal trademark registered in 2019 covering a blue and white letter X for the fields including software and social media. The bluebird might not be dead yet. LME Clear appointed Michael Cardy as its new CEO and LME Clear board director effective October 2nd, 2023. Cardy joins LME Clear from Euroclear Group, where he held various positions, including Chief Information Officer and Chief Operations Officer for Euroclear Sweden and Euroclear Finland, as well as CEO of Euroclear Sweden and most recently CEO of Euroclear UK and International. Northern Trust quietly joined the CME Group and other Wall Street players in cutting staff, lopping off 900 jobs, Crane Chicago Business reported. Northern Trust, which is now Chicago's second largest bank by deposits to leader BMO, is eliminating more jobs than it has in any single year in recent memory, Crane said. On this day in 1995, my wife called me at exactly 3:15, the close of the stock futures markets, to tell me that her water had broken and I needed to come home immediately. She was 8 months and 1 week pregnant with our first child, Timothy James Lothian, who would be born later that evening by cesarean section. I remember driving home early that evening from the hospital thinking, new dad crashes car, because my eyes were so drenched in tears of joy. The pure feeling of love you feel for the birth of a child, especially your first child, is overwhelming and life-changing. Euronext is hosting a week of debate around sustainable finance, combining virtual workshops and webinars with local sessions online and in person. Euronext Sustainability Week, September 4th to 8th, kicks off in Milan on September 4th with Achieving Net Zero, the perspective for corporates and investors on the path to a carbon neutral world, and continues with sessions in Oslo, London, Brussels, Copenhagen, Paris, Amsterdam, and Frankfurt. The week includes public opportunities for debate and moments of direct dialogue between companies and investors, covering topics such as sustainable investing, ESG reporting, and green finance. ESG experts, issuers, investors, governmental delegates, and representatives from financial institutions will contribute to these discussions via local sessions online and in person, workshops, and webinars. You can learn more and identify your sessions and register with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were: the U.S. economy is in for roller coaster inflation and could be headed for an ultra-rare full employment recession, BlackRock says. Beware collateral damage from explosive derivative prices. And OIC 2023 Educational Series, Complex Spreads and Volatility Strategies. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from IDX. Gary Flagler talks of growing interest in Mexter markets at IDX with JLN's Julie Ross. Gary Flagler, the head of international business development at Mexter, was interviewed by JLN correspondent Julie Ross at the FIA International Derivatives Week, IDX, in London in June about the growing interest in trading in Latin America and South America. He spoke about the various uses of the Mexican peso by various market players and countries to hedge risk because of the liquidity in the peso. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: record hot oceans are driving weather disasters around the world. Soaring water temperatures are triggering extreme heat, storms, and drought. Heat searing enough to knock out your mobile phones, wildfire smoke that turns the skies to apocalyptic orange, flash floods submerging towns in upstate New York and Vermont. This grim procession of recent disasters is being driven in part by climate change. But there's one particular facet of global warming that's providing potent fuel to make extreme weather even more intense. Record hot oceans. Global ocean surface temperatures in June were the highest in 174 years of data, with the emergence of the El Niño weather pattern piling onto the long-term trend. Near Miami, coastal Atlantic waters are pushing 90 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 30 degrees Celsius. It's so hot it makes you want to go up north to Canada. Oops, no wait, that's not going to work so well. Here's a story, this one from Barron's. Jeff Bezos is spending $400 million to make underserved communities greener. In the West Woodlawn neighborhood of Chicago's South Side, the nonprofit Blacks in Green has been creating a sustainable square mile built around creating self-sustaining Black communities that are walkable with plentiful plant-filled spaces and locally sourced jobs. This effort for tackling pollution and poverty got a huge boost last week with a $1.5 million grant from the Bezos Earth Fund, a $10 billion philanthropic initiative to combat climate change from the Amazon founder, Jeff Bezos. My comment: Jeff Bezos spent $250 million to buy the Washington Post, so this is a significant investment by comparison. Here's a story from NPR. Affirmative action for rich kids. It's more like just legacy admissions. A few weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ended affirmative action in college admissions. The ruling held that race-conscious admissions programs of Harvard University and the University of North Carolina violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. It's now deemed unconstitutional for colleges, both public and private, to weigh race as a factor in who they should admit. My comment: how the cards are stacked against those not in the top 1%, according to a study by Raj Chetty and David J. Deming of Harvard University and John N. Friedman of Brown University. Quote, among the number of other discoveries, the economists find that kids from the richest 1% of American families are more than twice as likely to attend the nation's most elite private colleges as kids from middle-class families with similar SAT scores, unquote. maybe there was a reason we needed affirmative action after all. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday, by a lot, was Nickel set to flood the LME, turning metal squeeze into glut, from Bloomberg. Second was Musk says Twitter will change logo X, bid adieu to Bird, also from Bloomberg. Third was Americans in their prime are flooding into the job market, from the Wall Street Journal. Honorable mention goes to the link for the NYSE logo in JLN, which was among the top three clicked items yesterday. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Women, Wall Street, and Unfinished Business. Making it in the financial industry is still much harder if you're a woman. Wall Street can be a minefield for any competitive or ambitious person seeking a rewarding career, a name for themselves, and handsome paydays. They quickly find themselves surrounded by other competitive and ambitious people looking for exactly the same things. For women, the challenges can run even deeper, and for them, the world of Wall Street is particularly fraught. Consider this. The biggest U.S. banks were all run by men until Jane Fraser became Citigroup's CEO in 2021. Asset management firms, particularly glamorous private equity and hedge funds, are largely ruled by men. Even when women find a way into Wall Street firms, pay gaps persist despite the fact that the Equal Pay Act was enacted way back in 1963. Other abuses can also crop up. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. A brighter story. Robinhood appoints new UK CEO ahead of planned launch. Robinhood Markets Inc. has appointed a new chief executive to run its UK entity as the US stock trading app pushes ahead with the latest attempt to launch its services overseas. A register maintained by the UK's Financial Conduct Authority on Tuesday showed Jordan Dane Sinclair had been named and approved by the regulator to act as Robinhood UK's chief executive. The platform is planning to launch brokerage services to individual UK retail investors this year, according to accounts filed by its UK entity in May, having previously attempted to debut in the country twice. And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Banks are going on a diet. Regional lenders are cutting back on some lending to preserve capital. Regional banks are trying to slim down. Their customers might have to tighten their own belts as a result. One way for banks to relieve the many pressures on them right now has been to shrink. Doing less lending or selling investments can mean less need to gather deposits at a time when it is increasingly expensive to do so. Banks that unload low-yielding bonds or loans or let them mature and not replace them can raise the average interest rates they earn on their assets and improve the margins they earn on lending and investments. It can also help preserve a bank's capital, which is especially useful when government capital requirements are set to rise significantly. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.